Good morning. We're continuing Chayyot Klal Samaches, and we're learning Siman Aleph still, and we're learning now the third exception to the rule of Ein Mavir al HaMitzvahs. So the Chayyot says the following: Avogav the Shehuye Mitzvah LeMashinan, that Ein Mavir al HaMitzvahs contains within it a concept that we try not to push off the opportunity to do a mitzvah. We're not Masha Lashon of Shehiya to wait. We don't wait to do a mitzvah. We try and do it right away. That's also included under the umbrella of Ein Mavir al HaMitzvahs, and we'll explain more about that. Kedomar mitzvah l'shabal yotcha al tach misena. We pointed out that the source for this concept of the mitzvah, the halacha of Ein Mavir al HaMitzvahs, is the pasuk of Ushvartem es HaMatzvahs. When you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, do not let it become chametz, do not let it sit. So that will give us a halacha, not only that we can't, once we have the opportunity of the mitzvah, we cannot disregard it. But as soon as the opportunity presents itself, we have a chiyuv to take advantage of it. And the more discusses this in the connection with which month should we make the Purim? Should Purim be in Adar Rishon or in Adar Sheni? So the Mora says, "Ein Mavir al HaMitzvahs, we should do an Adar Rishon." So the Turiya Evan raises the question: this is not Ein Mavir al HaMitzvahs. There's no mitzvah yet. We're discussing what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the first month or the second month? We're trying to figure out where we should put the mitzvah. So we can't say Ein Mavir al HaMitzvahs because there's no mitzvah yet. We could say, but we have this concept that we see that Chazal understood the chashivas of trying to be makdim to do something as quickly as possible. That so it's a parallel concept to the concept of Ein Mavir al HaMitzvahs. So now the question is, the more continues and says, so why do we do another sheni? Because mas gula legula, we're supposed to be mas gula legula. It should be near the gula Pesach. So it's the choice between the first order and the second order. We move it to the second order in order to be mas gula legula. So here we see this concept has an exception. If we can do the mitzvah in a better way, we wait. So the Chayyadim says the following: so I have the opportunity to do the mitzvah now or later. The level of quality of the mitzvah will be the same both now and later. So this, then we say, do it now, not later. If you wait till later, it'll be done in a better, with a better quality, in a better way. If you wait till tomorrow, it will be done in a way which is mufchar, which is more preferable. So it's appropriate to wait a small amount of time in order to do the mitzvah in a better way. So in Siman Tov Chav Vav, we have the lachas of Kiddush Levana. Now the Shulchan Aruch says that the best time to do Kiddush Levana is Motzei Shabbos, since the Gemara compares Kiddush Levana to being Mekabel Panei Shechina, so it's an act of greeting the Melech, and wearing clothing which are nice and being Mavusim, being nice smelling, etc., would be the appropriate way to greet the king. So you do the mitzvah on Motzei Shabbos, your mavusim, that's the preferred way to do the mitzvah. Now the opportunity for Kiddush Levana presents itself earlier in the week, and I have a choice. I can do the mitzvah right now. So this is, again, this concept. It's not two mitzvahs in front of me. It's two opportunities to do the mitzvah. I have the immediate opportunity, and I have a later opportunity. So which opportunity should I use, the immediate one or the later one? So it's also a form of Ein Mavir al HaMitzvahs. You have the opportunity to do the mitzvah now, say Kiddush Levana right now, where you're not wearing your Shabbos clothing and you're not so mavusim, or waiting a few days to do it Motzei Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says the person should wait in order to do the mitzvah in a better way. So we see this concept, the Chayyadim says, that it's appropriate to be mavir al HaMitzvah in the sense of ignore the opportunity for the mitzvah which is presenting itself immediately and wait to do it later, a different opportunity, in a better way. And then the Chayyim continues and he says, Alva b'sefer chassidim kosev dim yochel l'kayim tekev, av sheno noa kolkach, yikayim tekev. He disagrees with this idea and he says that the concept of Ein Revir L'mitzvahs is so compelling that even though later on I'm going to do it in a better way, it's better to do it now in a lesser oifen and with a lesser quality than to do it later in a better fashion. So there the Mishaber brings in Siman Tav Chavav that the Bach and the Gro disagree with the Shulchan Aruch and they say that the person should not wait. Person has the opportunity for Kiddush Levana presenting itself. Person should take advantage of the opportunity of Kiddush Levana right away and not wait. Don't push it off because Ein Mavir in Olam Mitzvahs. The Chiyonim seems to come out at the end. The Sefer Chassidim says not like what he just said. He seems to be in the Nishmas Adam. He seems to actually be inclined towards the Sefer Chassidim. The actual proof of the Sefer Chassidim is actually quite debatable whether that would be a valid proof to this question. So there are opinions on this matter, which are both directions. And we'll give in the next year some other examples of the application of this concept and see how the Poskim address it. Meanwhile, have a good day.